about the breakout rooms because I know from having gone to lots of these things that you hear the word breakout rooms and you go, oh God. That means we have to go sit down with a whole group of people and do something that we don't really want to do. And so let's see, maybe we can head for the bookstore. The breakout groups, I have some real simple fun, I think, interesting kind of exercises that relate to some of the suggestions I am going to talk about this morning that will just give you a chance to share. I mean, it's just about sharing what is working or some new idea that you might try in a relationship in your own life, because that is really why I'm here. I'm here to talk about relationships. And one of the things that I know, and partly it's because I'm getting older, you know, it's like I started getting Social Security and Medicare last summer, so I'm getting old. And boy, I tell you, the good news is that I can go to the doctor and it doesn't cost me an arm and a leg anymore. The good news is that I can see in my bank statement that I have gotten a check from the government. The bad news is that everything sags. So, you get to be my age, and you just kind of try to figure out how to walk by mirrors and not look at yourself all the time, because you know that everything has changed, and you didn't appreciate that body when you were in your 30s or 40s, or even your 50s, and now you're stuck with it. So, but you know, relationships are. Life is about relationships, and it's about healing our relationships, I think. I think that's why we're here. We're here to figure out how to have better relationships with ourselves, with God, and with one another. And I think that those of us who are in these rooms are the luckiest people of all, because we are given this blueprint for living better lives. And living a better, kinder life means we're going to have better, kinder relationships. But it also means that we really have to work at it. You know, when I came into recovery, and I will celebrate 29 years in a couple weeks. And thank you for that. I really wasn't looking for applause. However, it's always nice. And it totally amazes me to think that that many years have passed. I don't look that old, do I? 29 years since I first walked into an AA meeting, and I got there because, in fact, of a relationship. And I went to this group, to AA, because I was in a couples group, and I've told this story in some settings. I was in this couples group, except the significant other never showed up. And so session after session, I was in this couples group as a single partner. And finally the counselor said, you know, Karen, I'm kind of wondering if you actually are in a relationship, because he never comes with you. And I was the classic codependent, so I always made great excuses as to why he couldn't show up for each of these sessions week after week. Because it was too humiliating. And I felt so rejected that he never did show up. So anyway, she asked if there were any people in the group that might be interested in hearing more about my own story. So she invited me to tell a little bit about myself, and as I did, and they all listened, she kind of looked around at the group and then said, you know, Karen, I'm thinking it might be really good if you went to AA. And I was so compliant. I said, okay. You know, it's like, well, why not? You know, a couple people in the group said, I'll take you the following Monday. I went to a group in Minneapolis. I got sober here in Minneapolis. I went to Lake of the Isles, a group called, isn't that funny? It totally slipped my mind now. But anyway, overlooking the lake. And I walked in, and there was probably 200 people at least or more. And they were all just happy and laughing and pretty people and good-looking guys. And I looked around, and I was as male dependent as I was alcohol and drug dependent. And so I looked around and I thought, well, gee willikers, John never showed up with me there. I'll just replace him here.